All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I pray that you are well and that God is up to some great things in your life, both in the highs and lows, the bummers and blessings, that you see God with you in and through it all. Well, today's theme is joy. And we're not just talking about joy down in our hearts, or joy when things are well, but having that eternal sense of joy that only God can give to us. And we hear from Paul's letter to the Philippians. It's chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but by everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, I say to that, amen and amen. There's a cause for great rejoicing. When Paul gives us those words, we're reminded by Paul that he had been shipwrecked, beaten, and imprisoned, many terrible things. Paul had seen the downside of life. All of us will see the downsides of life. He had also known prosperity, or some better days and some good times. We too will experience that. Both, he suggests, offer temptation. But Paul had discovered a secret for contentment in all of the situations: his deeply personal sense of living in Christ. It was in this that he found strength to handle anything. And thus those powerful words that many have written on their hearts and can say throughout the ages: rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Well, before I share these inspirational words with you here, I want to give you the questions first so you can be discerning those as you listen. What do you think and feel when you will hear this story of the struggle to find joy? And how is joy different from happiness? In what ways does joy often lead to a calling? And where do you currently find joy? And how is it related maybe to the calling that you're living out? So pay attention to those questions here as you hear these inspiring words on joy.
Some seasons of joy come easy. Life is good. Things are working out even better than you planned. Prayers are answered. The world is bright. And so is your mood. Other times, spotting joy isn't so easy. When I was 17 and a freshman in college, it wasn't always easy to see and experience the joy of the Lord. I was dealing with a lot of unmet expectations that left me questioning why God brought me there. I wanted to know the outcome of the story. I wanted God to show me what the future fruit of such a disappointing season would be. I now realize that it was in this season that my roots grew down deep as God was teaching me how to live out a call to joy. Philippians 4, verse 4 to 7 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." God doesn't just say, "Don't worry, don't be anxious, and leave it at that." No, God doesn't expect us to just ignore the stressors and disappointments in life. What does he say next? He says to pray about it, talk to him about it, process your hard times and anxieties with your loving God who understands. And as you are processing and praying about it, pair it with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a big mindset shifter. As we thank God for what He's done in the past, next to God's faithful, mighty power, our problems look smaller. Hope rises up, and with it, peace and joy in knowing that we can trust God. In my struggle to find the joy that God calls us to, God drew me to prayerfully write out my concerns and to list out and thank Him for the ways He was faithful in the past, how He was working in the present, and what He had promised for the future. During this season, talking about these things with close Christian friends was immensely helpful as well. The body of Christ is meant to encourage and edify each other. These close friends helped point out the ways God was working in my life for both the present and the future that I would not have noticed on my own. And so, I was able to follow the call to rejoice in the Lord always.
Indeed. Rejoice in the Lord. Pay attention to how God is always at work. And I think joy can then have a chance in our life to spring eternal. Well, hear this. Seasons come and go. Leaves fall, branches grow, flowers bloom and flourish. Seasons that are filled with grief, anxiety, stress, depression, disappointment. They make you look for joy, happiness, celebration, delight, gratitude. You look to the left, you look to the right, you look above and beneath. You turn your home upside down like the woman searching for a lost coin. Joy, celebration, and delight is hiding. Seasons of struggle are taxing. Yet when we rejoice in the Lord always, we work our muscle of gratitude, a muscle that atrophies as it lays dormant. Bring all things to God in prayer, thanksgiving and gratitude, practices of joy that cultivate celebration. Joy calls us as we call out to it. Joy responds to gratitude and thanksgiving. Joy calls us from tribulation to triumph. Joy calls us through grief, stress, anxiety, and disappointment. The call of joy is like a small, still voice. We must become still to be in tune with it. The call of joy redirects us. God calls us to joy, the way God called out to Elijah. God calls us to joy through praise, through thanksgiving, through prayer, and through worship. Well, may you have a calling in a season of joy. Joy is yours. All right. Good day.